Good morning.
It is Wednesday, September the 18th, in the year of our Lord 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. We're now into the launch day of the New Room Conference. You guys were praying about this. A lot of you have said, yes, I'm going to be there tonight in the live stream. You took me up on the offer. I appreciate it. I'll say more at the end again, but that wasn't easy to get. It's an unbelievable offer. And I just want you guys, I keep saying it. I mean, I know that you couldn't come. A lot of you couldn't come. A lot of you are coming. But I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to try my best to bring it to you. And these evening sessions, those are like the kind of the main course. And I just want you to taste it, guys. I want you to have a sense of what we're doing together. Wake up call is a big part of our work. New Room is a huge part of our work. And I consider us doing all this together. So anyway, we got to get to the wake-up call today. You ready for consecration? I am. Let's do it. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, Let My People Go. The decree and the deliverance. Our text is Exodus chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Hear now the word of the Lord. Afterward, Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, Let my people go, so that they may hold a festival to me in the wilderness. Pharaoh said, Who is the Lord that I should obey him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go. Then they said, The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Now let us take a 3-day journey into the wilderness to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God, or he may strike us with plagues or with the sword. But the king of Egypt said, Moses and Aaron, why are you taking the people away from their labor? Get back to your work. Then Pharaoh said, Look, the people of the land are now numerous, and you are stopping them from working. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Moses and Aaron must have thought to themselves, This will only take a couple of days. They were obeying God, moving in his grant of authority. They had received the favor of the elders of Israel. A couple of conversations with Pharaoh should do the trick. After all, they were doing the will of God, right? If God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31, right? Short answer, Pharaoh and all his armies can be against us. Though God has won, it doesn't mean there will not be a ton of opposition, struggle, hardship, and loss along the way. There is the war, and then there are the battles. And though the war is won, the battles must still be fought. There is an interpretive heading over chapter 5 in most of our Bibles. Three words tell the story. Bricks without straw. That same day, Pharaoh gave this order to the slave drivers and overseers in charge of the people. You are no longer to supply the people with straw for making bricks. Let them go and gather their own straw. But require them to make the same number of bricks as before. Don't reduce the quota. They are lazy. That is why they are crying out, "Let us go and sacrifice to our God." Make the work harder for the people so that they keep working and pay no attention to lies. That's verses 6 through 9. In the matter of deliverance, the bricks without straw principle teaches us things will often get worse before they get better. I hate to say it, but I think this is par for the course. The will of God diametrically opposes the will of Satan. The forces of evil, the powers, principalities, rulers, and authorities of this present darkness will not release their hold without a fight. Pharaoh will not willingly give up his slave labor force. They are building his kingdom. Moses returned to the Lord and said, "Why, Lord, have you brought trouble on this people? Is this why you sent me? Ever since I went to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has brought trouble on this people, and you have not rescued your people at all." That's verses 22 and 23. The minute Moses spoke the command of God to Pharaoh, the Israelites were freed from slavery. "Let my people go." God decreed it. Moses declared it. It was done. This is the meaning of Exodus. Freedom is a proclamation. Deliverance is a process. The rest of the story of Exodus is the process of deliverance, whereby the proclamation of freedom becomes a realized promise. I want to make sure we are aware of how this battle between Moses and Pharaoh translates into our lives. We are now squarely in the battle of deliverance. Though human slavery remains a vexing problem in the world, there is a much larger problem, one that underlies human slavery and every other wicked problem in the world. The originating problem is sin. Sin is the willful choice to forego God's will and ways, plan A, by choosing our own will and ways. Remember, sin created plan B. See Genesis 3 through 11. Ever since Genesis 3, the human race has been hopelessly trapped in Egypt, which is another name for slavery to sin. Anything and everything we attach ourselves to, other than the living God, in order to create sustenance, security, provision, protection, prosperity, or survival, increases the slavehold of sin over our lives. It has the effect of creating what the Bible calls a sin debt. We didn't create the debt. We were born into it. We added to it, and the interest constantly accrues. The problem is we can't pay it back. The Bible speaks of this condition as being, quote, dead in our sins. Here's how I like to say it. He, Jesus, paid a debt he did not owe because we owed a debt we could not pay. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. That's Ephesians 2, 4, and 5. This is the decree. Now, here is the deliverance from Romans 6. But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. It's verses 17 and 18. In like fashion, the minute a human soul receives the finished work of Jesus Christ in his death and resurrection, they are free from sin. The freedom is decreed. The war is won. Now the battles of deliverance must be fought. Hear Exodus 5, 19 and 21. The Israelite overseers realized they were in trouble when they were told, "You are not to reduce the number of bricks required of you for each day." When they left Pharaoh, they found Moses and Aaron waiting to meet them, and they said, "May the Lord look on you and judge you. You have made us obnoxious to Pharaoh and his officials, and have put a sword in their hand to kill us." Let's pray our prayer for deliverance today. Deliverance is a messy process. It gets worse before it gets better. So often it's full of challenge and setbacks. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. Exodus. I hear you saying Exodus. I receive it for myself, my family, my friends and loved ones, my church, my town, even beyond. I declare it now in Jesus' name, Exodus. Thank you for winning the war against sin, darkness, evil, death, and all that Plan B can throw at us. Now, train me to win the battles and fully demonstrate the victory of Plan A. Prepare my heart, mind, soul, and strength for the deliverance that comes with Exodus. For my good, for others' gain, and for your glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 The journal prompts today, as I hope you're journaling. Are you grasping the difference between God winning the war against sin and decreeing our freedom, and the process of deliverance and winning the battles to realize this freedom in our lives? Have you resigned yourself to staying stuck in the strongholds of Plan B, also known as sin, that remain in your life? We're going to sing what we call the fight song today. This is Charles Wesley, "And Can It Be?" It's number 569, 5 mega verses. We're going the whole way today. We're going to sing all 5 verses. 569, "And Can It Be?" So get that page held. Just a quick couple of comments. Even this text today that we read in the midst of the entry about, I want them to go out into the wilderness for 3 days to have festival, to worship God. Guys, that's New Room. That's what New Room is. You know, I want you to be there tonight and go to the email and click on the link, and it's $20. It's worth gold. And I want you to come tonight, 7:45. It'll all get sent to you, and you can watch it. If you can't watch it tonight, we'll send it to you in a month. Well-developed video. It's going to be powerful. We've got some of our great friends coming to lead us and speak and sing and pray, and I'll be up there as part of it tonight. But it's tonight and tomorrow night, the evening sessions. You know, you can just watch Wheel of Fortune and then switch over to New Room. Okay. Let's do this, people. I want you to taste this. This is the perfect taster's menu. Only, as I told you, it's the main courses and you're getting the whole deal. Okay. Now, this whole matter of the decree and the deliverance, right? God decrees it. We declare it. The Spirit moves in deliverance. Here's the shorthand for it. Lord, you took me out of Egypt. Now, take Egypt out of me. I don't know of a better way to say it. Jesus has worked salvation into us by his cross, his death and resurrection. And the Spirit now, we must work with the Spirit to work out the salvation in every aspect of our lives. Okay, let's sing. 569, And Can It Be? And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died he for me, who caused his pain, for me, who him to death pursued? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? 'Tis mystery all the mortal dies. Who can explore his strange design? In vain the firstborn seraph tries to sound the depths of love divine. 'Tis mercy all, let earth adore, let angel minds inquire no more. 'Tis mercy all, let earth adore, let angel minds inquire no more. He left his Father's throne above, so free, so infinite his grace, emptied himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. 'Tis mercy all immense and free, for, oh my God, it found out me. 'Tis mercy all immense and free, for, oh my God, it found out me. Long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night. Thine I diffused a quickening ray. I woke the dungeon flamed with life. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee. Last verse. No condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all in him is mine. Alive in him, my living head. And clothed in righteousness divine, bold I approach the eternal throne and claim the crown through Christ my own. Bold I approach the eternal throne and claim the crown through Christ my own. Amen. Guys, that is an anthem of deliverance. It is a nuclear reactor of the revealed gospel of Jesus Christ. It's unbelievable. Thanks for singing it with me today. Listen, I got to get going. The field is very fertile today at New Room. It's good soil, and we've got lots of seed to sow. Get your seed, hit your fields. I'm hoping to see you tonight on the live stream. Check the email. Go from there. I'll see you out there. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.